USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal prosecutors have subpoenaed materials tied to Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's memoir, American Crisis, from individuals who edited earlier versions of the book and part of their probe into COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes caused by Cuomo's mandate. A New York City-based psychiatrist spewed racism at the Yale School of Medicine in April that she had fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in her way.
Fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, burying their body, and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away relatively guiltless. What about myself? Like I did a world of favor.
Dr. Aruna Killanani spewed the racism at Yale's Institute Child Study Center on April 6th. Dr. Killanani now claims she was speaking metaphorically. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Supply chains continue to feel the effect of the global pandemic. Tim Berg tells us why from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau.
Global supply chain disruptions caused mainly by the COVID-19 pandemic have created shortages of computer chips, recliners, and many other products in the United States. These shortages have forced companies to make fundamental changes in how they operate to keep up with rebounding consumer demand. The pandemic hitting a variety of industries that have been cutting back on inventories for years to lower costs. The practice known as just-in-time inventory management, exacerbated worldwide shortages when the public consumers rebounding from the pandemic face shortages from chicken wings to lumber.
Russia will ban 9 Canadian citizens from entering its territory indefinitely, its foreign minister said on Monday in response to Canadian sanctions imposed in March over human rights concerns. Canada, on March 24, set new sanctions on 9 Russian officials over gross and systemic violations of human rights in Russia. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The origins of the COVID-19 pandemic continue to point towards a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Dr. Stephen Quay, founder of Atossa Therapeutics on Fox News, explains the virus itself points to a lab leak.
It's the concept of pre-adaption. So in all previous zoonotic infections where they come from nature, nature gives us a break. It jumps to humans, but then human-to-human transmission can't be sustained, and that's a month-to-year process. Here, not only did the first patient get infected and very sick, they were able to transmit it human-to-human. That's never been seen before, and it comes about by training the virus in the lab.
Professor Richard Muller of UC Berkeley says American experts were relying on Chinese evidence to base their dismissal of a lab leak theory.
The Chinese said that they had found that it had jumped from bats to humans in that laboratory. Well, given all that, that meant that they had actually, China had done an investigation that basically settled the question. What they didn't know at the time was that China was basically hoping that would turn out to be true. The measurements showed quite different. There were no bats in the Wuhan market, and that's been dismissed. So the very premise on which these scientists wrote their letters was been demolished. But not just that, but a paper had been published by the Chinese showing the genome. The genome that they showed didn't show the complete genome, left off the critical part of what we call the double sig.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.